USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Dangerous high winds are whipping up many wildfires in the Pacific Northwest. Fires throughout the western states are burning and evacuations are happening in many cities. 40 million Americans are under red flag warnings. The Creek Fire is a major disaster. Campgrounds that had been packed over Labor Day weekend caused a nightmare as campers tried to escape.
There's fire on all sides, all around us, all the roads.
Here in southern Oregon, the Alameda Fire burns out of control in the cities of Phoenix and Talent. And Washington Governor Jay Inslee says in his state, the fires are unprecedented.
There are about 100,000 people without power across the state today due to high winds and fires. And because of fires, road closures and down limbs, crews have had a hard time getting the power back up.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
There's a new round of coronavirus relief in the Senate. It's called the Skinny Bill, and it hopes to extend small business loans and extra unemployment benefits. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell claims Republicans have been fighting for months to deliver another round of relief, including the HEALS Act in July.
It would have led right to bipartisan talks, but Speaker Pelosi and the Democratic leader said no.
Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer says Republicans called it a skinny bill, but it would be more appropriate to call it emaciated.
Shockingly, as the pain from this pandemic gets bigger and bigger, Republicans think smaller and smaller. They're moving backwards. Their proposal is completely inadequate and by every measure fails to meet the needs of the American people.
A vote on the measure is expected later this week. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 632 points, the Nasdaq down 465. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at YouMove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger said he plans to prosecute about 1,000 people who probably double voted in the state's June primary and August runoff. He said these voters submitted a mail-in ballot and also showed up to the polls on Election Day. He called the potential double votes unacceptable. He said it's a felony to double vote in Georgia, and those people will be prosecuted. He also said his office will evaluate each case to determine whether charges will be leveled. The charge typically carries a sentence of up to 10 years in prison and a fine of up to $100,000. He said normally Georgia receives about 5% of votes by mail, but now it could be as high as 50%. His office said the 1,000 potential double votes weren't enough to affect the outcome of the primary or runoff elections. India may soon pass the U.S. in coronavirus cases. USA's John Hunt reports.
In just 1 month, the number of confirmed coronavirus cases in India has doubled from 2 million to over 4 million. That puts the Asian giant right behind the United States as the second worst affected country in the world, and they may pass the United States within the next few days. The Indian government reported 90,800 new cases, pushing the total number to over 4,200,000. This is USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.